Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we talk about nutrition and all things related with Amber Boyens. Amber is a registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse, which we'll tell you a little bit more here in a little bit all about that. But yes. How you doing, Amber? How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you back in the studios again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, today I thought we would taco about healthy fats just a little bit more, especially oils, but other sources of fat too. It's a question that I get a lot when I talk to people and I tell them to work on increasing healthy fats in their diet. They always tell me or ask me, well, give me an example. What does a healthy fat look like? Or once I've been working with people, they'll ask me, well, which oil should I be using? What should I be putting on my salads? What about canola oil? So I thought we could hit on a few of those kind of main questions that pop up as they relate to healthy fats today. And after kind of decades of being told to eat a low-fat diet, a lot of people are even more confused. I thought fats were bad for me. And then we had a whole coconut oil craze where we use coconut oil for everything under the sun. And I don't know if you remember this, Dad, but they discouraged feeders from using coconut oil for a while.
They did for quite a while. It's kind of a taboo, but then changed their thinking on that a little bit.
They sure did. And I remember when they pulled it, you said, coconut oil is just fine for you. I don't know why they're doing this.
That's right. And also you know, you don't go in and drink gallons of it or eat gallons of it. Probably that's what they used on the test rats or something.
So if you hear my little guy in the background there, we've got a take your kiddo to work day today. Archer's with me. So
that's right. Grandson here. I'm entertaining an interview at the same time.
So, that's right. Yeah. He likes to learn about healthy fats too. That's right. So coconut oil, just to kind of start there, because there was this big craze around coconut oil. Coconut oil is not bad for us. One of the things that people get concerned about is that it is a source of saturated fat. And we hear a lot of bad things about saturated fats because those are the ones that we think of that raise our cholesterol and not our good cholesterol. So coconut oil does contain saturated fat, but the structure of it is a little bit different than what we see from our animal-based saturated fats. So coconut oil contains some medium chain triglyceride, whereas animal fats, saturated fats, contain long chain triglycerides. So coconut oil, the positive thing about it is that it raises our good cholesterol. MCT oil or medium chain triglycerides are great for cognitive health and all sorts of other things like that. But the one thing we have to be cautious with is that coconut oil, because it is not only medium chain triglycerides, can also bring that not so good fat up too, or that not so good cholesterol, your LDL cholesterol can come up with coconut oil as well. So coconut oil can be a great addition, something that you incorporate into your regular day-to-day, but it shouldn't be the only type of fat that we use. So when we're thinking about the types of oils and the types of fats that we want to use, the thing we really want to focus on would be omega-3s. Omega-3 fats are, you know, we've talked about those a few times. We've talked very briefly about sources, but just to hit a little bit more on that today, best sources, where you can get them from, how you can use them. One of our best sources of omega-3 would be coming from flaxseed oil. So flaxseed oil in a tablespoon has about 7 grams of ALA. That's our inactive form of omega-3. We really primarily get active omega-3 that our body doesn't need to convert. We get that mostly from fish. So the inactive form is still great. Your body can use it. Your body can convert it. We just have to eat a little more. So flaxseed oil is a great addition. It's not necessarily an oil you're going to want to cook with, but it can be a great oil to use on salads or if you're making dips or sauces that aren't really going to get heated. And ideally, if you can find flaxseed oil with lignans, that's even better. So flax contains these amazing little things called lignans. And what lignans do is they work like little scavengers that go through your body and pull out things like excess estrogen. So lignans can be a great addition. So flax oil, especially flax oil with lignans, can be a great thing to put on your salads. Other oils that can go on your salads, olive oil is a great option. You know, if we talk about things like the Mediterranean diet, that encourages olive oil every day. So extra virgin olive oil is a great thing to use as well. You can use that for low temperature cooking too. We just don't want to use it for high temp cooking. Sesame oil, kind of same thing. Sesame oil is great on salads or low temperature cooking, like sauteing. Avocado oil, you can use on salads too, but that's one, avocado oil, that makes a great option for cooking. Have you ever cooked with avocado oil before?
I don't think I've tried that, Amber.
That one can be a little trickier to find, but avocado oil can be a good option for cooking. And it can, avocados themselves are pretty easy to find. They're almost always over here at Jubilee. I've seen them at the other grocery stores around here. And avocados, you can add to your salads. You can make a quick guacamole. You can put them on your burgers or sandwiches. So avocado can just be a really easy, simple thing that you can add into your day-to-day. Get lots of good omega-3, lots of good fiber, lots of antioxidants come with it too. I also got a lot of questions about butter. Is butter good for me? Is butter bad for me? Should I avoid it altogether? And no, you absolutely don't need to avoid butter. Butter's delicious, especially on lefse with a little bit of sugar. I think everybody likes out here. But butter can be a great option, or ghee, which is clarified butter, can be a great option as well. So that's an awesome way to add flavor. Ghee has a higher smoke point, so you can use that one at higher temperatures as well. A little trickier to find. So butter or ghee can both be good options for cooking, for adding flavor, all of that kind of stuff. And then canola oil. Archer has lots of questions about canola oil today. And
he does.
That's one of the biggest ones I get asked about, because there's been kind of in the health world a lot of negative talk about canola oil. And a lot of that, it isn't necessarily based so much in research. Canola oil, when we look at the evidence and we look at people who eat canola oil and their outcomes, they appear to have pretty good health outcomes if they incorporate it regularly. So canola oil, which is a good source of omega-3, can be an option to add in a little bit more. Now, there are a couple of oils that we maybe want to try to minimize a little bit in eating in general. And probably the biggest one there is just our regular old vegetable oil. So vegetable oil tends to be either corn or soy based. And while corn and soy themselves are not inherently problematic foods when it comes to health, corn and soy oil are really rich in omega-6 fatty acids. And we get plenty of omega-6 in our diet. So we don't really need those extra oils to add in, and they can actually kind of screw up our ratios of healthy fats or anti-inflammatory fats to inflammatory fats. So if you can avoid the vegetable oils, if you can use a good alternative for those, even a canola oil, again, the other ones we talked about, like avocado, flax, anything like that, those other oils are going to be a better choice. Now, that doesn't mean you can't ever use vegetable oil, but if you can use the other ones as your kind of main go-tos, that would be best. And then there's a few others we didn't talk about, but that are great choices too, like walnut oil. Walnut oil can be a good addition, especially to salads and dips. Again, a low smoke point on that, so we wouldn't necessarily want to use that one in cooking. So there are tons of different oils out there, and sometimes oils, because they're really concentrated, can be a great way to add healthy fats into your diet, but you can do it through whole food too. I mentioned avocado. That's a great way. Olives are readily accessible. Now, if you're being cautious with salt, that's something to be kind of mindful of with olives, because they're pretty high sodium. But otherwise, olives are a great option. We talked about coconut oil being an option, but coconut milk, like full-fat coconut milk, coconut chips, shredded coconut, especially unsweetened shredded coconut, any of those can be a great choice as well. And then, of course, fish, especially tuna, salmon, herring, mackerel, sardines, any of those are good choices.
Seems like fish always comes up in the conversation.
Fish always comes up. It is good for you. And you know, those high-fat fish, especially the big ones like tuna and salmon, a couple times a week is okay. But if we're going to do it more than a couple times a week, that's where things like cod and some of our other local fish can be a good addition as well.
All right. And lutefisk. Maybe work that in
maybe,
there somewhere.
Maybe we'll do lutefisk a different week.
Separate program on that. All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on what you've been talking about today or anything else we've talked about in some of the other shows, where can they find you?
Well, they can go online to our website, which is Official Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, officialsynapse.com. Click on that little link for a discovery call. I'll reach out to you through there, or you can call the clinic at 651-209-9906.
That's right. And I hear some of the folks listening have called in to check things out. That's good. We like that. And you'd be more than happy to talk to them. Tell them more.
Anytime.
All right, Amber, we'll see you again next week on Taco Tuesday.
Thanks so much.